Yes, sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Property got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up, no gangs be throwed up. Jane is rolled up, no gangs be throwed up.
But there's only so much time left in this crazy world.
Okay, yes sir, yes sir. We are back once again, getting a late start. Gonna go ahead and get it on and popping.
Coming up.
Yeah, we live, man. I'm just introing them.
Okay.
Episode 45.
Yes sir.
Let's all right. Begin.
Yeah. Well, this herb box and Oh yeah. Oh man. Got my second night. We're doing the edibles and gummies. My head is hurting, so allergies. So let's see if it works for it. I mean, yeah, I was gonna take a Benadryl, but why not take this and see what's happening? Yo, boo boo. No, man, say, I gotta talk, I got serious talk, man. Serious talk, real talk. Alert, alert, alert. All you people. Pretty open-minded, pretty liberal speaking when it comes to this cannabis. How many of you all gonna stand up, or should I say stand against that bullshit that's happening in Charlottesville? All right, now I'm gonna say it again. Let me let this motherfucker breathe, because I wanna make sure I hit every last one of them.
Breathe.
All you, you know who I'm talking to. Uh-oh. Oregon, Washington, California, Denver, in them four states, and Alaska. In them four states, we only make not even 2% of African Americans in them states. Now, if you could stand up for the cannabis and be all, hey, you want the rights and all of this, but you see something over there, but you turn your back and you don't say nothing, fuck you.
Uh-oh.
Straight up. Because you know that was wrong bullshit. And yo, peace out to that lady who took one for the team. I ain't gonna even say he killed. I'm gonna say she took one for the team. How many of y'all lay down y'all life like that? You know what I'm saying? I don't even know, you know what I'm saying? Lay down your life for something that's right, man. And that's real. I got respect. Now, I'm not saying all white people are evil. Can't say that. Especially this woman laid down her life. Alright? But I know a bunch of you all are pussy enough to not even say nothing, to let that bullshit go. And you know them. You probably kin to some of them, but you don't say nothing. You letting this shit go, status quo. Like, I don't really believe in it, but, you know, that's just the way Todd is. You know, he's a little weird like that. Now, fuck that. Bust Todd in his motherfucking grill. Right there, boom, and it'll be over with. I'm to the point now, man, that listen, I don't care. You can believe what you want to believe. You can do whatever you want to do. I'm cool with that. I'm fine with that. But enough is enough. Enough is enough. This is it. Enough is enough. So, my only question is, are we just standing for cannabis? Or are we doing for all? You know what I'm saying? We're gonna do it all. So when you're wearing the Rasta colors, you think it's cool just wearing that, you know, red, green, and yellow? You know what I'm saying? Are you really ready to really you know, be about it? That's the question I pose to you. So that was my little old bitty. That's my herb box I'm standing on. You get it? Soapbox, herb box, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, where are we really standing now? We need that. Because, hey, we can only do so much. My man took a silent protest, and he's being banned from the NFL. Okay? I'm telling you, if the NFL, NFL players, the NBA players, let's just say them two sports, if they just say, you know what, until this government do something about this shit, we not playing. We forfeit. Or we just not going out there. We not going to ball. Man, I guarantee you they'll get shit cracking and popping. What they going to do? What they gonna do, kick them all out? Yeah. What are they gonna say, all y'all got to go?
We'll find players.
And then, and if they did find some other players, if you cross that protest line to go play is for what they standing up for, boy. Woo! Your card is gonna be revolted so fast. You might as well start getting your hair cut at Supercuts. You not gonna ever. But that's that. Anyway, today's shows, you know how we do it, man. We're gonna go over some, you know, grow tips. We're gonna go over some cannabis news. But I had to definitely do alert out to the community. Let them know that, listen, man. You know, this all affects us, even the cannabis community. And even this cannabis community, it's starting to be fucked up. Like I told you when it first started off, I thought it was bullshit that we can have this, but you can't have a felony if you want to sell this. I don't understand. Like, that don't make any sense to me, none whatsoever, because the laws have always been unjust when it comes to the drug policy towards us, but they put that one in, so okay, yeah, you can't have a felon. And you're not dealing with any kids. It's not like you're a teacher or nothing. You know? Like a bud tender of a dispensary is, he ain't finna change the world. You know what I'm saying? And I can say that, because I, you know, was a retired teacher for over 22 years. I can say that. You know? I'm, you know, I'm straight, but a bartender, I'm not disrespecting, but come on, let's be for real. I don't see where that's no high clearance job or nothing, you know what I'm saying? You definitely ain't on no salary. So, anyway, man, I see the music skipping, so let me go on ahead and go, let's take a little off break. Let's ease a little tension. Let me calm myself down. Get y'all out. If you ain't turned it off by now, if you did, you're probably check guilty. Nah, they're probably guilty. Whatever. They leave. Whatever. You know what I mean? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know? Anyway, so we'll be right back. We'll have some, like I said, some news, some grow tips when we come back. So you never will conquer the challenge.
Yeah, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh, so sorry.
You never will conquer the champion. Peace.
Got a little cold, so bear with me. We'll be right back.
Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga.
My name is
Still nigga. I like that second one. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. OJ like. I'm not black, I'm OJ. Okay. House nigga, don't fuck with me. I'm a field nigga with Sean Cutlery. Go play the quarters where the butlers be. I'ma play the corners where the hustlers be. I told him, please don't die over the neighborhood that your mama rentin'. Take your drug money and buy the neighborhood. That's how you rinse it. I bought every V12 engine. Wish I could take it back to the beginning. I could have bought a place in Dumbo before it was Dumbo for like $2 million. That same building today is worth $25 million. Guess how I'm feeling? Dumbo. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. You wanna know what's more important than throwing away money at a strip club? Credit. You ever wonder why Jewish people own all the property in America? That's how they did it. Financial freedom, my only hope. Fuck living rich and dying broke. I bought some artwork for $1 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $2 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $8 million. I can't wait to get this shit to my children. Y'all think it's bougie, I'm like, it's fine, but I'm trying to give you $1 million worth of game for $9.99. I turn a 2 to a 4, 4 to an 8. I turn my life into a nice first week release date. Y'all here still taking advances, huh? Me and my niggas taking real chances, y'all on the gram holding money to your ear. There's a disconnect, we don't call that money over here, yeah. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga.
Couldn't even did it better, but I figured it now. Put that on y'all head. That's fat, man. But you know, when we get to talking about this cannabis in the news, and you know things that's going up with all the stuff that's going on, if you go way, way back. It's a nice podcast y'all should check out called Drugs, and it just breaks down everything from marijuana, LSD, crack, the whole. And the way the government planning and the way the opioid, that stuff was big in China and Canada and British Columbia and Europe, just the whole inner workings of it. It's a big business, you know. Drugs run America. Drugs run almost the world, you know. I mean, dig this. If you'd like to check it out, Drugs, I believe it's a podcast of CBC. They're out of Vancouver, Canada, this guy, man. I want to reach out to that guy and tell him I want to get him on. But not only that, though, if you dig this, I was looking at an article in here, guy out of Vanderbilt study out of Tennessee. He was saying how really there has no evidence of cannabis helping chronic pain and PTSD,
Post-traumatic.
So right, so they're saying there's no really evidence behind it. Well, there's not really been a concrete study on it. you can't give money to fund it to really do any good studies, because you still got this bullshit laws that Nixon put in to put marijuana there because he wanted to get rid of the hippies and the blacks and mush all that. So then move on down, even down the line before, the guy who really, oh, what's his dude name? I can't even think of this punk ass dude name back in the 30s, who made the marijuana, he hooked it up to, again, Hispanic workers, that's why they're, you know, marijuana, and black men, jazz players at the time, you know, the, like they was gonna rape white women. Yeah, exactly. Come on, man. You think we really want to rape no white women? They coming to us. We ain't got to rape. They coming to us. And I don't mean to, you know, that might throw some people off. Listen, I ain't you see it for yourself with Kim Kardashian and all of them. They coming to us. They just take big enough. She can go anywhere. Why is, you know what I mean? So it ain't like that. It's the bullshit just put into place to do all that. And so, behind all that, let's move all this and see. So, with that article, they say that there's no studies behind it. But then, dig this. The same companies that's been pushing these pain pills, it just comes to find out. And CNN just had a report that for the past, what, almost 2 years, they've been paying off doctors to subscribe these pain medicine. Come on, man. It's you know, it's going on. It's got to stop. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's got to stop, man. So, so we can't get anywhere until we really get to the bulk of it. Until really everybody sees. But nevertheless, that's, you know, my spiel on that, man. So I advise you to check it out. That podcast and. You know, go deep in it and see really what's the stigma behind marijuana. Why? I mean, we know it. We, you know, talk about it all the time. Matter of fact, speaking of that stigma, because you know the stigma is with alcohol, with the native. You can't call them Native American. How you gonna be native in an America that's not even? Oh, I'm not gonna get all deep into that. But shouts out to them, man. In Nevada, there's a. Company, Tribal Cannabis Consulting, that's been helping a lot of the native tribes get themselves set up. And there's two so far. I don't want to mess up your name, any of the tribe names. I don't want to mess up the pronunciation of it, but they are right now tax-free and able to sell on their reservation and do their thing, man. And that's good. I like to see that. They, you know, they definitely need that. I'm all for it. So shout out to them. Also, what else we got in here? Oh, yeah, man. And what do y'all think about this? What you think about this? I'm gonna ask you. With the new laws that's coming out with recreational cannabis, that's gonna be hitting in California, restrictions of smoking weed in the car. What do you think about that?
They impose restrictions.
That's gonna be one of the. That's gonna be one of the things that's coming up.
I think they should probably.
I don't know.
People in cars react differently to it. So if they gonna make a law about it, generally,
how you gonna believe? How you gonna know that from a cigarette to a joint?
Yeah, but everyone. Otherwise, then some people. Everybody reacts differently, and I think they're trying to treat marijuana the same way as alcohol. Like most, some people act differently to alcohol. Some people's tolerance levels.
Okay, that's true. But
so imposing a law that would make people think about what they're in the influence while they're driving will be kind of similar to alcohol laws. Is what is why they would be trying.
Okay, let me ask you this. Let's go deeper than this, man. Okay, we both got kids coming up, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, would you want your young one smoking and driving?
No.
Okay, that's it right there. So then you really are for this particular law. And I'm not going to lie, I'm for it too. Because I'm be honest, you can wait until you get to the crib or get to wherever you're getting at. Or better yet, if they have places, because now you got Uber, Lyft, wherever you go. So apparently all these places, why don't you make it, you know, places where you can smoke, you know. Now they're gonna have to probably, at restaurant owners, it'd be smart for them to say, hey, we got a day that's only for smoking, boom, on this day, you know, or we got a section of our restaurant is for smoking, we serve food, all that, so it don't, and just put some air filters in, you know, to catch all the smoke and everything, and do it that way. Where you got somewhere to smoke and still be out, still listen to music and all that, still chill, but, you know, you can't be driving, so that's what we was talking about the last episode, like catch an Uber or a Lyft or something, or a designated driver. When everyone's smoking, you know, same thing. So, minimum edibles. Some motherfuckers sneak up on you, don't they? It's tripping. Anyway, so that's that on that, people. Then, with the rise of marijuana use, guess what demographics, or guess what age of marijuana or cannabis use has rise? Would you say teenagers, or would you say 55 and old?
55 and old.
Yep, you're exactly right. It states right here that the cannabis use of 55 year old and older, 55 and older cannabis users are growing in America. Now, I wonder, is that for pain they're seeking or recreational? What would you think?
Probably a mixture of both.
Probably so. Well, when you think about it. Because you got to think about it. Those that are, let's say, grab somebody in the 62 or 63, they probably used to smoke back when they was in school, and it was, you know, kind of the hippie age. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so they graduated around that time or went to school around that time, and then they probably stopped in the 80s and got all corporate and all Reagan-y, you know, and then now they're trying to live it again. I don't know. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. Looks like in technology, cannabis and technology is going, they're going to crash, and soon, I mean, it's only a matter of time, and it looks like Canada is going to be the leader of that. They have a couple of businesses, a couple of things on down the pipeline. I don't want to let y'all know, but I might be having a surprise interview with just speaking just about this particular topic that we're talking about. So, man, yo. Yeah, when y'all, you know, you meditating and chatting down Bobby Land, y'all go ahead and make sure that can happen for me, man. I need all them praises that y'all give that I can get this interview right here. We try to get more, man, coming this half of the year, coming into 2018. I want to get more things out there. And if y'all got something y'all want to hear, man, y'all reach us. Remember that. Email is herbbox@gmail.com, and that's herbbox@gmail.com. And something you want to hear, something you got an idea of, or whatever you want to hear, you know. Oh, please, man. I mean, this is like a community. We want to, you know, this is for me, you, and everybody. You know, this ain't my show, this is everybody's show. And so, yeah, that's that on that, man. So, that was just a little bit of news right there. So, grow tips, man. We're going to go to another little musical break. Come back with some grow tips. And a couple things that's real important and key, man, for your garden that you might want to do for this fall and get it ready. So, I want to get this for as simple as possible for a lot of beginners out there. I've got a lot of growers got their own way, man. Growing anything is real personal. So, of course, person is going to be like, nah, I don't do it that way. Or don't do it. Listen, I'm not telling you to change. I'm not telling you your way is wrong. I'm not doing that. It's real personal about that growing. People are real touchy about the way they do it. And that's understandable. That's just like you telling somebody how to put their clothes on. Hey, they might want to put their shirt on before they put their pants on. Hey, it's whatever. But you can give somebody little tips to give you a little edge or something that you might want to try. That's all I'm here to do. Alright, so I don't really want to get all off into that. No, you wrong. And listen, this is just something I'm giving. So if you have something better, we welcome it as well. Alright, so we'll be back after this little prayer.
Shone through the mango tree, warming up the air that we breathe. Everyone, all of us, you and me. You should give me time to show you all my ways and needs. Help you feel alright, alright. I don't wanna make you wait, don't you wait for me. Another night.
Catch wreck, yo. So we got came back. Grow, that's right. I think grow tips, man. Well, it's fall time, so getting all your stuff ready is definitely you know, spray bottles and you know, just everything you need. Your lights and clean up your stuff real good. You know, tidy that up. So boom, all that's good. By now, you have got a solution and a system that works for you. You know, something that cracks. Whether you're doing cocoa core or you're doing, you know, hey, you're going DWC, dewater culture, whatever, you got something that works for you. All right. Me, myself, I like soil. I like putting my hand in the dirt and it's a little bit more forgiving. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't yield as big as, you know, the you know, hydroponics. I mean, okay, got that, but it works for me. So you got to, that's what I go back to, what I was saying, what works for you. If you want to try something that's, I product, two products that I use. They're made by the same people, but it's different things are in it. Vita Grow, V-I-T-A Grow, they have a three-part, and it's granular. So, you know, no liquid, you just, boom. So they have a super micro, a grow, and a bloom. All right, so it's a three-part. So you got an A, B, and C. So of course, doing flower, you go into A and B. Right at the end of the grow, you might put the C in, and then when you go to bloom, you got A and C. Easy as that. You know, get your little calcium. I would go to a site called Grow Scripts. They have this nice little foliar spray that's got calcium, magnesium, and boron. Foliar feed it during your bloom. $20 a bottle, pretty straight. Grow Script. I'm not getting no money for this, I'm just telling you. You know, spray your stuff down. The other one is Flying Skull. Now they have a three-part, the same thing. They got a micro, a grow, and a bloom. Same thing, it's granular. So, you know, lasts a pretty long time. You know, start off with like teaspoon to a tablespoon. I mean, it's gonna last you a lot. And it's a little, it's like a pound, you know. I think the Flying Skull, I mean, it's got the same MPK, but it's the only thing different. Like, let's say in the grow, they have some vitamin B, and a little bit of calcium, and in the bloom, they have a little bit more calcium, and I want to say some magnesium, just a little, you know, just enough. But you check it out, you know, just look them up. So those are my little tips of something you want to do. And it's real cheap. It works good for soil. And you can do it in hydro and cocoa. If you want to do a drip system, you can do it. Just try it out. Something different. I find it on Amazon. I know I found the Vita Grow on Amazon. It's like $8 for 1 pound. But they don't do the Amazon Prime. I know. That's fucked up. But check them out. They are, matter of fact, made right here in the USA. Made up there in... Oregon, I did, you know, I don't know the company, I don't know the people. As a matter of fact, I ain't gonna say that. I called her one time and, whatever. I ain't even getting out of that. But anyway, I use it. I've used both of them. I'm pretty good. So, that's that on that, man. L, you been quiet tonight, man, all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm positive.
All right, man. Damn. Is Amazon going to start selling weed?
No.
I would believe they would. If anybody could,
they would.
They would have it popping. They would have it popping. Anyway, man, we're going to go ahead and sign off.
Peace.